In this unit, you will learn about the different techniques for locating and defining the boundaries of real property. A fundamental aspect of real estate is having a good understanding of legal land descriptions.
Legal descriptions serve the purpose of describing a parcel of land with sufficient detail to be accepted by a court of law. They are meant to uniquely identify a specific piece of property and provide enough detail for a surveyor to determine the exact boundaries. Documents such as deeds and mortgages require accurate legal descriptions that identify the location, size, and shape of the property being conveyed. Surveying property and developing legal descriptions serve five additional purposes, including obtaining current and accurate boundary information, establishing the exact quantity of area within a described tract, re-establishing lost or obliterated boundaries, obtaining data required to divide a large tract into smaller units for development and sale, and identifying and describing any encroachments. When inserting legal descriptions into sale contracts, real estate professionals should exercise extreme care, as even minor inaccuracies can lead to title problems and potential legal liabilities. It is recommended to refer to reliable documents, such as the deed that transferred the property to the current owner, or the tax roll / property appraiser's website for a full and accurate legal description.
Legal descriptions are essential in real estate and are used to describe and locate properties. There are different types of legal descriptions, including meets and bounds. A meets and bounds legal description defines the boundaries of a property by using distances and directions, starting at a specific point and ending at the same point. For example, beginning at the intersection of Main Street and Elm Street, proceed north 100 feet, then turn east and go 50 feet, then turn south and go 100 feet, then turn west and go 50 feet to the point of beginning. Government survey system. The government survey system uses a grid system to identify and describe land. It divides land into townships, which are 6 miles by 6 miles, and then further subdivides them into sections, which are 1 mile by 1 mile. For example, northwest 1/4 of southwest 1/4 of section 16, township 2 south, range 3 west. Lot and block descriptions. Lot and block descriptions are commonly used in platted subdivisions. The property is described by referencing a lot number and block number on a recorded plat. For example, lot 15, block A, Oakwood subdivision.
The meets and bounds description is a traditional method used to describe a parcel of land. This method involves using distance, measured in feet, and direction to describe the boundaries of a parcel. The process begins at a reference point called the point of beginning, POB, and then proceeds to describe each boundary in terms of direction and distance, ending at the POB to complete the enclosed parcel. Surveyors use modern technology such as computer software and laser equipment to create highly accurate meets and bounds descriptions. The surveyor marks each corner of the parcel with a permanent object known as a monument, typically made of concrete, iron, or brass, to identify the POB, all corners of the parcel, and the location of intersecting boundaries.
Compasses have four primary directions: north, south, east, and west. A circle can be divided into four quadrants by drawing a straight line connecting north and south, and a second line connecting east and west. Meets and bounds descriptions use the primary reference line of north or south, followed by a certain number of degrees up to a maximum of 90 degrees to indicate the direction. The description cannot exceed 90 degrees because it would move into the opposite primary reference direction. For example, the opposite of southwest 45 degrees is northeast 45 degrees, and the opposite of southwest 85 degrees is northeast 85 degrees.
The lot and block method is a common way of legally describing single-family dwellings located in developed subdivisions. This method can only be used where plat maps have been recorded in public records. The platted subdivision is divided into blocks, which are then subdivided into lots. The lots are usually numbered, and the blocks may be assigned letters for clarity. For example, the legal description Lot 5, Block B of Oakland Estates Subdivision refers to a specific lot in a specific block of a particular subdivision.
The plat map is a legally recorded document that contains the dimensions for lots, streets, and public utilities in a subdivision. It serves as the legal description for each lot within the subdivision, and is recorded in the county courthouse under the name of the subdivision along with the book and page number. The plat map also includes an engineer's plan for land use, which designates areas for streets, parks, and school sites, and shows dimensions for lots and planned improvements.
Tax districts use parcel ID, PID, numbers, or assessor's parcel numbers to assess and collect taxes on real property. Tax maps are scaled drawings based on recorded plat maps that show the location, dimensions, and assessed value of each parcel. The information on tax maps is used to prepare an annual assessment roll, which is a public record that lists every parcel in the county along with the owner's name and address of record and the assessed value of land and structures.